Simon Reish Yud Tes, page 270. I want to finish the Mishneh Berurah with regards to Choiles. We spoke about the four Arbot Tzrichim Leoidois, and we said that Kol Achayim Yudu Chaselo. And it's talking about the Chavosh, Yisurim, Yaim, Umidbo. And Mishneh Berurah brings in Zivkot and Gimel some interesting points. Mishneh Berurah says, I'm reading in the middle of it, yeah? The cotton ain't mechuv lehoidos. Oit kosvot, the cotton ain't mechuv lehoidos. A child, even if he goes one of those four circumstances, the meaning is that a child doesn't say agoimel. Ever heard of that? A child does not do agoimel. A cotton does not do agoimel. Oit kosvot, the cotton ain't mechuv lehoidos. Afilu mitzat mitzvas chinuch, even for the chinuch, for normally children have got mitzvas chinuch, he won't apply it to agoimel. A boy said, did you hear that? Children don't make a goyimel. Children don't make a goyimel. So, even if it's a proper sakana or a proper, whatever it may be, the halacha is, they don't say a goyimel. Gam noshim, what about women? Noshim, minig ha'olam she'en mevorchim brochazu. The minig of women is that they don't make a goyimel. Kosu achonim atam, and the reason is, written by the Achronim, Mishum said the Baruch Hazu Mipnei Asora, the Agoyimel has to be said in front of 10 men, V'chad Elekamei, V'lav Urech Ara Le'isha, and it's not present, it's not sneeristic, it's not respectful for a lady to be saying the Baruch in front of 10 men, and generally has to be said in front of 10 men. Oh, 1 second, 1 minute. Hal Kolponim Bifnei Noshim Ish Echad, but it is, some say that no, it is right to do it in front of 10. At least it isn't there's ladies and one man, it is okay. So again, Mishmur with regards to Noshim, with regards to it. So children, meaning it's children don't say Agoyimel. With regards to Noshim, some say that the meaning is not to women don't say Agoyimel. Others say, and the reason for that is because it's not sneeristic, it's not chavadik for a lady to speak in front of 10 men. Others say that if there's ladies and one man, then it's appropriate and it's fine and she can say agoyma. What do you say?
Seems to be what I've heard.
Right. It is reported and recorded, meaning Yerushalayim, that in Yerushalayim the women do, after a birth, say agoyma. Is that what you're referring to? She will say a goyimel. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So there is definitely a minik. Some you wives a goyimel. What's the minik by the man's? No a goyimel. So anybody? Chassidim. Oh. Oh. Minik Yerushalayim is that women say a goyimel. They will get. What was your meaning? They would get 10 people into the house? 10 men? Downstairs. Right, so there is... Yeah. So pardon? Mechitz in the house. Right, so there's various minogim. Various minogim. Meaning Yerushalayim is certainly that they say a goyimel. Sholem Zocha? Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And others study that minig. Yeah, I think some have the minig here as well, but you're right, definitely minig Yerushalayim. Definitely minig Yerushalayim. Clearly minig Yerushalayim. And, the root of the discussion is very much this Mishneh Berurah, his lack of sneers or not.
Considering I work in an office with mostly from people, and of those from people, there's probably 3 or 4 from women who work in that office. I mean, it's not, if they can come turn up to work, and they've definitely got 10 men around, then
why
shouldn't they say a brocha? Like, what's the difference in sneers between saying a brocha and turning up and doing payroll?
When they're shouting, when
the computers
come
working,
it's more to know when
they're Yeah.
I mean, certainly school situations too. Many, many female members of staff, male members of staff. And if you've got a student body of male children, for example, who have a mitzvah, then they could certainly, if you've got a woman teaching a class of male children, then she can say her gomel, they can say amen. And that's not considered a problem of
tears. My only thought is, I very much respect this thought. My only machshava is that there is always that professional distance that one is meant to keep, one normally does keep. And if a person saying a bracha, it's a slightly different atmosphere. And I wonder if that would be infringing on it. But I hear there's an element of being realistic and if that's the mitzvah, then you, it's just justification for the minik. Yeah, I hear minik should be mekel. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, having said that, we are ready for Siv Beis, which is the top line in page 270. And which says the following. What is the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Geben Shizibrenu Shloilam. Master of the world. Hagoymeil Lechayovim Toivois. To one who is goymeil. What's the translation of goymeil?
Gives or
bestows. Bestows, that's right. That's the word I was looking for. Lechayovim. To the people who are chayev. People who are guilty. Toivois. Good. Bestows good. To the guilty, the ones who don't really deserve it. Shigmolani kol toif, who has given me all good. Hashem has given me all good, and really, I don't really deserve it. I'm guilty, really. So, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, ha-goymei lechayovim toivois, shigmolani kol toif. V'ashemim oimim, the ones listening say, mi shigmol chokol toif, who yigmol chokol toif, selam. The one who bestowed good on you, he should give any possible good to you. Selam. That is the words of the Baruch. Interestingly, said Mishmur Zivkot Dalet says, "Agoyim lechayovim toiv is perish." Hafilu leoisim shemichayovim. It means chayovim. Hashem does good even to the ones who are guilty, even the ones who are not necessarily deserving it. But Hashem has given us good, although we don't necessarily deserve it. That's why we're saying, Hashem, your eternal kindness is giving me over here. He's goyim me good, although I don't deserve it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. The calls the im calls have filo isolation khavim im calls goimolaim toivs gam ani afal pi she ani hogon him calls molan bechol toiv. For nusach zeinu ma'akev. The nusach is not it not much ma'akev. Kol she'oyim ani na bracha. As long as you say that topic and the general underlying theme of the bracha, kol kamesiv dalet. Kosav Rambam. Rambam says, "I'm a vorech." The one who says the bracha, "Tzorich she oimet b'shas habracha," should be standing when he says the bracha. Ubidyevet, b'dyevet yotza. Happy even if you sat, you still yotza.
This bracha sounds like you should say this every morning, really. Why dafka to fly on a journey? Like every morning, you slept.
Arba tzrichim lehoydoy. Shulchan Aruch starts. This bracha has been designed in Sif Aleph. We learn this bracha has been designed for four very specific, particular kindnesses Hashem gives on us. So you're right, Hashem gives us so much kindness. Pardon? Yeah. Now, I'm not mamash writing what I'm saying, because in Sif Tes we're going to learn that others say that it's not only for those, but it is always for something which is extraordinarily nice, extraordinarily good, something which we realize there's a certain element of danger involved. There's a certain element of danger, and Hashem took us out of that danger, and that's why we thank Hashem. You're going to say every morning, every minute is a danger. But this is an extra danger, something which is beyond the regular. That's the tekon of the bracha. Now, the lashon of chayovim is interesting because this may be the makoyer, according to some achronim, the word is chayovim means guilty. This may be the makoyer why ketanim don't make the bracha of a goyma. So the maybe reason because a cotton is not he's not really chayev. He's not guilty. You're not really chayev. So therefore, the loshna of hagoymel chayovim toymos may not apply for a cotton, and therefore they cannot recite the bracha. Toich lebarech Shulchan Aruch says the person needs to make the bracha b'fnei asor in front of 10. Toich lebarech bracha zu b'fnei asor. V'trei minay rabbonon deksev v'roimemeyu v'roimemu b'kal om. ובמושב זקנים יעללוהו. ואם לא ישכיח רבנן, לא יניח מלבורך. שולחן אורך says that ideally, צריך לבורך בו, you should need to make the bracha in front of 10. ותרי מיני, and two of them, רבנן, שבתלמידי חכמים, because it says, וברוממו בקהל עם, ובמושב זקנים יעללוהו. זקנים is referring to תלמידי חכמים. ואם לא ישריך רבונון, לא יניח מלבורך. But if you cannot find תלמידי חכמים, רבונון, then you should still say the ברכה. ונוהגו לבורך אחר קריאת התורה. Generally, the ברכה is recited after leaning, לפי שיש שם עשור, because that's when we've got 10 anyhow. ואם בערך בפוחס מעשור, if you say the ברכה, and it was less than 10 people around, יש אוהם שיוצא, some say you're יוצא, ויש אוהם שלא יוצא, some say you're not יוצא. ותוהב לחסה לבורך בפני עשור, and it is right to make the ברכה in front of 10, ולא יזכור השם מלכוס, without the name of השם. So again, you've got to say in front of 10, but yeah, but if you say it without of 10, you've got a machloikas, some say yoyotze, some say not yoyotze. Either way, you should say the bracha of Agomel again without the name of Hashem, if you say it without 10. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sefkot Nvor Bifnei Asorah, in front of 10, Bifnei Asorah, Im Baal HaNeis, with a person who the Neis was... the Balanes is one of them. He can be counted. So you need 9 plus the person who is the. What's the word? The person who had the Nes? Balanes. Yeah. Thank you, very good. Plus 9. Uve Moshav Zkenim, the Pasuk says, Uve Moshav in the dwelling of Zkenim, of wise men. Ve ain't Zokin, the Lord Mishikon HaChokhma, the Zokin is not age. There's no point of the Pasuk telling us. Tell you, should say the bracha in front of 10 or in front of old men. Not much point in that. So obviously, Zokei, he's referring to Mishkan HaChokhma, who is a wise Talmud Chacham. Ve'in Zokei Nala Mishkan HaChokhma ve'kosav, Mogad Avram says, the Be'inun Hanu Tonu Hilchasa, Hanu Tonu Hilchasa, a Talmud Chacham is somebody who learned Halacha. Yeah, learned Halacha. See, there you go. That's another, if we ever needed another Mekor in any reason, and any support for the dealership program and learning halacha every evening, here you got it. So it needs to be somebody who knows halacha. Rabbanon is Talmud Chacham, is somebody defined as knows to paskin halachas. So what about? So we said that b'diav yoytze or not? If there is 10, v'yesh oim shiotza, to call ikra asor enon le mitzvah. That all the 10 is to call ikra asor enon le mitzvah. It's only lechatchila ten. Lefi ze im yodea shelo yizdamnu lo yasora. If lefi ze im yodea shelo yizdamnu lo yasora. If he knows that there's not going to be 10 people, livorich po lo yasora. If you know there's not going to be 10 men available, then you should still say the bracha, and it doesn't matter by the avet. I'm bilchas arosh because the yamtin al shloishim yom pen yizdamnu lo yasora shiuch alek hamitzvah kilchsev yosol yamtin. What happens if you don't have 10 people around? You flew on holidays too. South of Spain, in like this fancy schmancy villa, and you don't have 10 men around you for 2 months straight. Just your family, you know, in that with a swimming pool. Next villa is like miles away because of the swimming pools and the tennis courts. So yeah, then you don't have anybody. So now you don't know what you can do with a goyim because you flew there, and you want to now know about the goyim. What should you do? There's not 10 people who are waiting on us. Mishneh Berurah says that if you know that if there's any remote chance that within 30 days you're going to have 10 men, a minion around you, you should wait. You can't delay it. You can push it off until they've got a minion. However, if it's more than 30 days, if you're going to be in that villa for now over 2 months, then it's, you're going to be there for a stretch of time. Then the halacha is you do it, just do it with the 3 people around you. And if it's a suffix, he says that, Pen is damelo yasor. You should wait. Maybe you're going to get to 10. So even if there's a Sabbath. Yeah, very good. So if there is laning, but if there's no laning, then yeah, you'll have to do 10. If there's no 10, you do it with less. No, so we learn about that, but a shliach like this, it wouldn't work. Right, now, so it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, it's a good question. Because the Mishnah Berurah's lashon sounds like, look at the lashon. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch says, Yesham shelo yotza, v'tov lach se levorich b'fnei asor, b'lo yaskar Hashem malchus. If it's less than 10, What does that sound like to you? Yeah, he is going in that. He is. Yeah, so it sounds like you're not meant to say with the bracha. If you don't have a minyan. Yeah, lemaisa, aloch lemaisa, because as you said, he's in the Mount Omer Yeshayim Shiyotza. No, if it's not a minyan. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah seems to be going in the day of Yeshayim Shiyotza. Yeshayim Shaloyotza. The Tevlach Tervach Pertinasa. I don't think you should make the bracha without a minyan. With Askar Hashem. You're right, I'm not sure. One minute. I don't know. He looks like from the Bialocha that he paskins that you don't. You take it don't. Yeah. That you will not, if there's no minion, it sounds like you will take it, as I just said, you won't make. Yeah. It sounds like you will not. Yeah. It sounds like from the Bialocha that you will not, if you haven't got a minion, you don't say the name of Hashem. Yeah. No, that's, but responding, I'm not referring to that now. I'm referring to the aspect, what happens if you don't have a minion? Well, we have the point of the replying. We'll get to that still. That's Siv Dalet. That's later Siv. About replying. Yeah. Okay. So Siv Dalet says Im Berach Acher veOma. If somebody made a bracha and he said, Boch ato Hashem alekenim alecholom asher gmol chokol toiv veOna Omein Yotza. If you said a slightly different version and you said asher gmol chokol toiv, you're Yotza. Vecheni Imama. Similarly, if you said in Aramaic, Berich Rachmona Malka deOlma Tia Vochlon. If you said in Aramaic, you're still b'diavad yoytze. Yeah, but you're still yoytze. You're right. There isn't.
Is there an idea?
So we spoke once about it in the past that it's a very great b'diavad. It's a very great b'diavad, but to some extent you're yoytze the bracha. It's a huge b'diavad. Yeah, so let's see what Mishnah Berurah says. In Siv Katan Yud, im Berach Acher, the source of the Mechaber, Mashmal Afilu Acher Sheino Kroy VaYochel Levorich HaToyv As Chaveiroi. even if somebody else, even if somebody's not kovt him at all, you can make the bracha on Tovas Chaveiro culture misamech as long as you're happy with it. And the other person said, Amen, Viloyona Amen, Loyotze, not Yotze, he needs that replication, that replying. You need that Amen in order to be Yotze. Without the Amen, without that Amen, you wouldn't be Yotze. It needs that replication. Okay, we will speak more about Sifkot Nud Beis. It's in context with the later halachos. So we'll just recap what we covered tonight. We learned tonight the nusach of the bracha, but before that we spoke about the cotton and noshim. Cotton minig is that we don't make a bracha. Noshim is depending on the minig. Some say the minig is not true because they need to be said in front of 10 men. Some say the minig is still that women will make up a bracha goyma. The Shlif Gimel teaches us that generally the bracha needs to be said in front of 10 men, and it needs to have two rabbonon within that, as the pasuk says. However, if there isn't b'di'evet, it's not ma'akev. We also said that the minig is to say the bracha after kriyas haTorah, because that's when you certainly have got 10 men. We then spoke also about the wording and the various versions of the bracha. If it's recited in different nuschos, b'di'evet, as long as the theme, the underlying yesod is mentioned, you're still yotzei b'di'evet, and we'll continue with Siv Dalei Be'ez Hashem next week.